All right, then, holiday party. Holiday attitude. What? No, we're not, are we?
We're not.
Oh, we are. You're right. Good point. It's the holiday. Why do you broadcast from a holiday party anyhow? What's the thinking behind that, if any? Well, I guess another apocalypse fizzles. I wish I had a nickel for every apocalypse that has fizzled. But really, if the Mayans were good at predictions, wouldn't there be more Mayans? And wouldn't basketball hoops be sideways? That was the better joke, I'm sorry. Huh? I like an apocalypse as much as the next guy. You know, Jews actually don't have, I don't think we have an apocalypse. We just get really bad headaches. Migraines, like, before there were migraines. But, you know, apocalypse, Armageddon, pretty tired of it. You know, Boehner, you know? Speaker Boehner?
Boner.
Huh? It's not Boner, it's Boehner. I'm just saying that when his plan didn't go through, it was Plan B-calypse. You know, everything's apocalypse now. Barack-alypse we had for a while there, and fiscal cliff-alypse. Can't find parking, it's a park-alypse. Or if you can't find your park, it would be the same thing, a park-alypse. Can't get into Annapolis. That's a long one to say. Annapolis-calypse. And then the blizzard. We get a blizzard here, okay, which is not unusual. Expect it, you know. We expect the guy to come, you know. Guy doesn't come 2 days, 3 days, in the house with the wife. Bob, the guy who's supposed to clear it out, still hasn't shown. What is it? A Bob-calypse. Well, what do you know?
Live from Fairfield, Connecticut to San Francisco, California, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, poet Calvin Trillin, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Now, public housing.
And now, the man who would work for a Christian brother on Christmas but can't be climbing no poles, it's Michael Feldman.
That's right, anything but pole climbing, I'm in there. Did I just sit around all day watching, trying not to watch all the movies I don't want to see? Oh, okay, yeah, a Bobcalypse. And happy holidays. It's our holiday party. I'm so excited. What a crowd we got. And what a spread. Look, I gotta work facing this spread. And there's the meatballs right there. I checked it all out. The meatballs are right there. They're near you, John. The meatballs. Who brought the meatballs? Are they Swedish meatballs? Someone must have brought the meatballs. They didn't just appear. Or it's a Christmas miracle. That's okay. That's cool. I like that miracle. Someone changed the loaves into meatballs. That would be a good Wisconsin Lutheran miracle. Change loaves into meatballs. And I did make the hot dish. That's it, because it's got the wrong lid on that casserole. Broke the lid a couple of holidays ago. That's it. Want to show it off, John? Yeah, lift it up and actually show it. You have to tip it so they can see it. So that, okay. I own every Lutheran in this audience because I brought the green bean casserole. If you're in the woods and you want to attract Lutherans, what do? You put out a casserole. And they come out, I don't even know where they come out of most of the time. Chetek, maybe. I have no idea where they come from. What?
Lutefisk
repels people, if you have. Except for a few old Norwegians who still like it. Otherwise, it's repulsive to everybody. Lefse is different. Lefse, you can live with. You can live with Lefse. Welcome to Living with Lefse. It'll be my next show with this. Thanks, just slightly more. Okay, well, we don't have the usual monologue here, but we do have the annual roundup of news, which is, of course, 12 jokes for 12 months for 2012. And this is it month by month. 12, we'll be out of here in a second. It's quick. January. The hopefuls line up for the presidential nomination more Donner than Republican Party. That takes us to February. See, it's moving right along here. February, so those were sesame seed bagels on the end of Ryan Brown's bat. See, they weren't weights, they were bagels, sesame seed bagels. Okay, shake your head if you will, sir. But finally, turn it the other way when you do it. March, final battle for the nomination, down to Mitt versus Romney. April is Hooker Gate, Secret Service always willing to take one for the president. May, the scream goes for $120 million, Mr. Bill, priceless. June, Queen Elizabeth's reign is only 8 in corgi years. July, Chick-fil-A says marriage between one hen and one rooster. Meanwhile, in August, Romney people tell Ryan to stop referring to health care plan as medicide. And you get to September, where the Lingerie League refs leave the NFL, so wedgies will no longer be called. October, Apple chief apologizes for maps from Dead End in Compton. November, okay, so who gets the binders of women? And finally, and I mean that, December, a Supreme Court considering same-sex marriage, likeliest couple, Scalia and Roberts. Although Ginsburg and Kagan, not out of the question. Thank you. That's 12 months, 12 jokes. How many minutes? It was probably not even 12 minutes. And then just a few memories of 2012. This is called So 2012. These are things that I don't think we're going to hear of again from 2012. Pink Slime, Mark Sanchez, All In, the Romneys, Instagram, X Factor, Jill Kelly, Five Things to Look For, you know, list, Chick-fil-A, Fiscal Cliff, 47%, Tea Party, Pussy Riot, Julian Assange, Call Me Maybe, Windows 8, and Brett Bielema. There you have it. So 2012. That's pretty much it. Okay. Life goes on, though. Obladi oblada, as I like to say, in the shower. And this is just, I don't think we'll get to the memos today, so, but this goes into the year-ending kind of feelings here. This is from a medical biller, a memo from the manager, who says every year this memo hits all of our billers' desks. First page, not too bad. Second page makes you groan. Okay. This goes to lab and other billers. Year-end close for 2012. Donna said the last day for year-end is Wednesday, December 26th, 2012. That means the last day to post is Thursday, December 27th, according to Donna. The December 26th close date is only for tax purposes. Donna will use remaining payments for December for the doctor's calculation of their paychecks. Wednesday, January 2nd is the last day to post for December 2012. So the computer date 12-17-12, the actual date is 12-18-12. 12-18-12, 12-19-12, 12-19-12, 12-20-12, 12-20-12, 12-21-12, 12-21-12, 12-24-12, so that's a little tricky. 12-24-12 is actually 12-26-12. 12-26-12 is 12-27-12. See next page. 1-1-13 is 12-28-12. See, this goes against your natural inclinations. So that's going to be a tough one on the New Year's. Whereas 1-2-13 is 12-31-12. And that's messing with my billing mind. 1-3-13 is 1-2-13. And all December monies must be posted by January 2nd. Thank you. All right, thank you for that. So that clears up the year. The year in reverse. Now we're going to go back to 2012. Oh, let's not. Calvin Trillin is in Oaxaca, Mexico. I wouldn't pick him for a guy who would go to Oaxaca. Would you? For the food. What? Huh?
It's Oaxaca, Michael.
Oaxaca. Wazaki? He's in Wazaki? You're it. Oh, I'll find out if he is in Wazaki. Calvin, are you there?
Yeah, but I can't hear you very well.
Okay, I didn't say anything very worth hearing. That's okay. Are you
I hang on your every word.
I hang on my words, not you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you vacationing then?
I'm visiting my daughter and her family who are living here temporarily.
They're living temporarily in Oaxaca?
Oaxaca, which is in, sort of in the bottom of Mexico where it turns toward Florida.
That's where the mole comes from, isn't it?
It's sometimes known as the land of the seven moles.
The seven moles?
Seven moles.
Can you name all seven, though?
I could name about two. Negro, Verde, that's two.
Yeah.
There are five more.
There are five more. Well,
I'd rather not say the other five.
Do you vacation well? I mean, I can't imagine you like going around and doing vacation things.
I don't vacation well usually. But I've been here. I was here in October, and I did a piece for the New Yorker's food issue. But and the editor said, I went down, visited my grandchildren, ate my head off. Said it was the most brazen piece of boondoggling he'd ever experienced. I said, I take that as a great compliment. It's going to enhance my standing with my colleagues.
Yeah. What was the focus of that piece?
I would say the focus was my grandchildren.
Oh.
And some ferocious eating here.
Yeah, yeah. Have you found a little out-of-the-way places in Oaxaca that...
My daughter has been here since August,
yeah.
So that was sort of the focus of the piece, is yeah. Send your children first to scout yeah. out the place.
Yeah.
Sort of like the politicians send advance men.
Exactly, yeah. And have you found that place where you can get, you know...
Oh, yeah, she found everything, all the markets, everything.
Yeah. Anything surprising in the way of foodstuffs? Is there a sausage or something that you really are very fond of?
I like everything here.
Yeah.
They have all sorts of things on or in corn tortillas, mm-hmm. including something called the tlayuda.
Yeah.
Which is hard to say, but easy to eat.
Yeah.
And somebody made for a museum a 300-kilo tlayuda. I was very impressed by that.
How much of the stuff do you need for something like 300 pounds? Would be a lot. What is it?
You'd have to. It takes a big stove to make a 300-kilo tlayuda.
I like it when you say it, but I don't know what is in there.
Masa, corn.
Yeah.
Ground up corn
sure.
and the beans and meat, you know, the usual.
Beans and meat? Really? But what makes it special then? The size, I know.
Size, right. Weighs 300 kilos.
Well, enough of that. We've got here Dogfight, Calvin Trillin, and I'm so glad you came out because the last book you wrote was like, it was entitled, like, The Last Thing I'm Ever Going to Write or something like that.
It was called Quite Enough of Calvin Trillin.
Yes, that's what I thought it was. And then so we were all in despair about that. But Dogfight came out. It's the 2012 presidential campaign in verse. And this has a very short shelf span. Am I right?
Well, I always say that the average shelf life of a book in America is somewhere between milk and yogurt. Books by people like Danielle Steele and Dan Brown have a longer life, but they contain preservatives.
Ah, okay. But particularly with the 2012 presidential campaign, because
yeah.
no one wants to hear about Romney anymore or any of those people.
Oh, Romney, I think Romney I compare Romney as far as his difficulty in relating to human beings to Albert Gore, who I once referred to as a man-like object. I was particularly taken with his remarks when he got to Michigan, his home state, about the height of trees, where he said, "I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height." I could read that little poem if you'd like.
That sounds like a beauty to start with.
Away from here, I find no trees that please. No trees at such a perfect height as these. For me, I cannot ever be at ease with trees that grow no higher than one's knees, or two tall trees that splinter and freeze. Wisconsin sure has bragging rights on cheese, and California's rich in Cantonese, and Colorado's where to take your skis. Connecticut, of course, has Lyme disease. At none of these am I prepared to sneeze, but here we have the perfect height of trees. I know that I will never see a sight as lovely as a tree whose height is right.
Beautiful. That came out very well.
This book is mostly verse, and occasionally there's a pause for prose. one of the pauses is entitled Callista Gingrich, aware that her husband has cheated on and left two seriously ill wives, desperately tries to make light of a bad cough.
Oh, that's good.
Who thinks it sounds like dengue and fever?
Yeah. Is that the extent of that prose piece?
What?
Is that the full extent of the prose piece?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's the title, and then,
oh,
then
that's
there's a conversation about that.
Do you care to get into the conversation, or do you think it's best left at the title?
Yeah, I think the best part's the title.
Okay, all right.
It's pretty sad when somebody's coughing all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, what's good about your mitt poem on the trees and stuff is it seems to have meaning beyond the immediate, which, of course, he does not.
Oh, that's right.
So it's really...
But it follows the campaign, the Iowa caucuses, it says, for instance, in Iowa, the caucuses unfold in weather that's invariably cold. To listen to long speeches is your duty. And getting there could freeze off your patootie. You don't get many modern poets rhyming duty with patootie anymore.
They don't even rhyme, most of them.
No, they don't even rhyme.
Yeah.
That's true.
No effort.
But deadline poets rhyme.
Deadline poets, yeah.
I'm a deadline poet. I write some of the embedded poems in this book are from The Nation. I write a poem for The Nation every week.
Yeah.
And I'm actually a member of the International Deadline Poets Organization, IDPO. The other member is John Alamang from the Globe and Mail.
Oh.
And but his poems, he's still at the Globe and Mail, but his poems don't appear anymore there. And so we would say that his membership is hanging by a thread, but that would be a metaphor, and we discourage metaphors. The fact that he's from Canada is what makes the International Deadline Poets Organization international.
Yeah. But I do like the lack of metaphor. That's why I always like William Carlos Williams, you know? When he was talking about a wheelbarrow with a red bird on it or something, that's exactly what it was. You know, there was no metaphor there, so I appreciate that in versifying.
Just an old red bird.
Yeah, it was. You happen to notice it. Give us more. What else do you like in your verses?
Well, I wrote a poem at the end of the race that was about Republican soul searching, which went, "We're searching our souls and we're wondering why we got beat so badly, our rivals are gloating. It's obvious now where our campaign went wrong. We should have prevented more people from voting."
So how has it been selling? Have you got any figures back yet from the publisher?
It, Yeah, it's been selling pretty well for a book of poetry. Mm-hmm. I would say a slim volume of poetry. It was, it's on the bestseller list that New York Times that comes out tomorrow, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unusual for poetry to be on the bestseller list. You know, even silly poetry.
Yeah, yeah. Give us another one here, one that you like. And, of course, we will like them all, but one that you like in particular.
I did one on Newt Gingrich, Two Attempts to Explain the Resurrection of Newt Gingrich.
That's good.
Yes, Newt appeared dead at least twice. If Nitz guys were playing it smart, they would have made certain of that by driving a stake through his heart. But Newt might have said, if they had, proceed, Nitz, you'll see I won't mind it. You're free to drive stakes through my heart, except that you'll first have to find it.
Whoa, that's a turn for you. That's a little
and
turn.
And then I did a poem. I actually sort of predicted that the problem that Republicans would have by being essentially a party of old white guys.
Mm-hmm.
When they were trying to find out who would be the vice president, I did a poem called Cuisine Diversity. If Rubio, Jindal, or Haley, or Rice got put on the ticket by Romney's vice, Republicans possibly then could entice some voters who like to eat food that has spice and not stick with voters who think that a slice of white bread's the food that will always suffice.
Wow. Food for thought there.
Remember when Romney suddenly in the second debate on foreign policy became much more peaceful and a little softer on foreign policy, and I did a poem called Romney Beats His Swords into Plowshares, and then when he got even softer in the third debate, I did a poem called Romney beats his plowshares into feather dusters.
Could we hear that?
Yeah, if I can find it here.
I just saw it, too.
Just a minute. White House, we're having a little problem. Here it is.
Okay.
Though disagree we might, I hold the view the Democrats do love this country, too. The leaders of both parties ought to chat. In my home state, we did exactly that. I've got a new respect for single mothers. Their burden is much heavier than others. And short of backing marriage, there are ways we can be both fair and kind to gays. And when a great disaster takes its toll, then certainly the feds have got a role. In fact, an office I would not evade, the chance to come to any victim's aid. Need proof that these beliefs are at my core? Just check my Senate race in 94, because then, like now, these views were apropos, and that was only 7 minutes ago.
Nicely done. Nicely turned. If you were asked to give one of these verses in terms of a summation of the year, of the campaign in 2012, is there one that you would turn towards to say this is... epitomizes.
I'm not sure if here's three Republican candidates discourse on the subject of rape, and a fourth remains exceedingly quiet. Legitimate rape, so we're told by Todd Akin, will not produce children but simply awaken defensive biology. That quickly locks the system all down, just as safe as Fort Knox. Joe Walsh says exceptions for life of the mother are phony exceptions, just like all the other exceptions suggested. Walsh says that it's jive, since doctors can always keep mama alive. Now, Murdoch says rapists, see, must be defended. A pity, he says, but it's what God intended. This absolute stance to which Murdoch still cleaves just happens to be what Paul Ryan believes. The Rape Science 3 can provide more reminders. But now Mitt's got wing nuts in all of those binders.
Well, there's an up note that we can leave on and recommend that to see the rest of some of these spiritual verses that come out here in Dogfight, the 2012 presidential campaign in verse, Calvin Trilling. Thank you, Calvin, for interrupting your vacation.
Thanks. Always nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Well, Happy New Year and all that. Calvin Trillin down there in Wasaki. Wasaki. Wasaki must have been named after Wasaka. How did you say it? Yours.
Oaxaca.
Oh, Oaxaca. Why didn't you say that then? Well, you should spell it that way. Oaxaca, I can say if you spell it out. That's all I'm trying to say. Hey there.
Hi.
How's hi. Your... Hi. Happy holidays, you guys.
Yeah.
You too, Jeff.
Thanks. Whatever, yeah, you too, Michael.
Whatever you celebrate, in whatever form it takes, no matter how arcane or weird.
Or ritualistic, or any,
you know, anything that's involved in it. Because it's nobody's business, really, because it's the holidays.
Right. Because, you know, Wiccans are just like other people.
Yes, they are. They burn the Wiccan at both ends. Yeah. I noticed a lot of them doing this.
Some of a lot of other people.
Parties never end. Okay, so this is a holiday song, I'm predicting.
It is, and Don is going to join us.
Yeah.
On flute.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Don, how do you say your last name?
Oh, we don't even want to say it.
Yes, we do.
Oaxaca.
Han J.D.
Yeah, J.D.?
All right, all together. Han J.D.
Han J.D.
Excellent.
Very good. Sounds good.
We're
going to
test you at noon and see if you remember.
All right.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Did it? No, I haven't seen him. I don't know. Okay. You're going to like the nog. You really are. A little too much egg in it, though. Excuse me for just a second here. I have to get my balance. Oh. John, get away from them. Okay. Where's the... Talking into thing. Look at this spread here. Now, here are the meat. Look at all the meatballs. I'm just looking at the meatballs. Beautiful meatballs. Wonder what those would taste like. If a person, just part of one meatball. And the other one fell back in there. Oh, no one's going to want those now except me. Oh, delicious. Who made the meatballs? Come on. Fess up.
Friedrich made the meatballs.
Huh?
Friedrich.
No,
yep.
Adam?
Yeah.
Friedrich, meatballs, good. Adam Friedrich, our producer, made the meatball. And a lot of them. Oh, boy, what a year this is going to be, if the meatballs are any indication. You know, every culture has meatballs. I'm going to write a paper on that someday, but I was going to get my PhD. How are you?
I'm delicious.
Is that the answer to the same question?
Deliciously happy for holidays.
You're a holiday person.
Yes.
Yeah. Is this Christmas your favorite holiday?
Yes, it is. Yeah. In the snow.
What's just... number two? Arbor Day?
No, 4th of July.
4th of July, I was going to say that.
Because of fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks. And then do you like holiday decorations, what do you do?
I put up the tree, and I put the wreath up, and then I quit.
Well, that's really disappointing. I got to say, for a person that means so much to you, don't really do that much in terms of decorating.
I've noticed it's gotten a little bit less and less every year.
Yeah. Is this the mister here? Speaking of less every year, is that just...
Mystery gentleman.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you related by any...
We may be eventually.
Well, Happy New Year then to you. And we have, your name is?
Crescenti Louise Mary Marsha.
Okay, good. A lot of names, and your name is?
I can't give it now.
Okay, give it up. I bet there's not as many in yours. Anyone have a longer name than that? Huh? Come on. Here's your chance. Okay. It's like a whole nunnery. It's like a list of everybody in the nunnery in one name. We dug out from 20.5 inches of snow in Beaver Dam to come and see you, the Sikowskis and the Latches, Ron Sikowski and David Latch. They deserve something for that, don't they? You guys dug out? Who did the digging, though? You both weren't digging. You both did?
Yes, a
far. Well, all right, wait a second. Jesus. Always more than you count on. You want to say a glancing reference, then you get involved in someone's domestic thing. Just because it's the holidays, though. You know, that's a fine thing to do. How you doing? Pretty good?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to, you should have gone to Green Bay. They were digging out the stadium.
Oh, I wish I could.
Maybe like $4 an hour. It's, you know, the Packers. What? $8 an hour. Okay, that's good. A lot better than it used to be. Latch and Sukowski?
Yes.
Huh? I'm Sukowski.
You're Sukowski?
Yes.
Oh, it's Sukowski.
Sukowski.
That's a fine line there.
Ron Sukowski.
How are you?
Good.
So where, you're from Beaver Dam?
From Beaver Dam.
Okay. And you're Latch?
Latch.
You know Sukowski?
He's Sukowski.
Sukowski. I'm really confused. Yeah, it's worse than Oaxaca. Once you get Sukowski and Latch on your tail here. Huh?
Latch.
You married into it. You have got no right to say that. What? Tonight, yes, thank you. Okay, and this, what are you wearing there?
Latch? That is my holly bow tie that my wife made.
Isn't that nice?
Right, and she put these fuzzy balls on it.
And this is before the nog. Imagine after the nog how that's going to get told, that story. Huh?
After 34 years, it keeps it interesting.
Come on, nothing keeps it interesting after 34 years. That way, Fessa.
Try these fuzzy balls.
Maybe taken internally, they'd be all right. I don't see where they... I'm going to talk to Sukowski here because I'm getting nowhere with Latch.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Guys, friends from school or something?
Yes.
Yep. School. What was that?
Beaver Dam High School.
Beaver Dam High School, well named. With a fighting.
Beavers. Golden Beavers.
No. The what?
Golden Beavers.
Oh, no. God, the cheer squad. What they must have endured.
I was the Beaver Dam mascot. I was the Beaver.
Oh, no. Sukowski, this gets worse and worse.
No, it's really not that bad.
Well, what did the, I don't even want, what did the mascot look like?
I had a beaver. I had a big paper mache head I wore and a tail.
Did you have counseling? Yes.
We'll do the beaver call for you if you'd
okay,
like.
That'd be good. Oh, you want to stand up? Can you stand up? Stand up and do that.
Okay.
This is a beaver call.
I'm a beaver, you're a beaver, we are beavers all. And when we get together, we do the beaver call.
Do. Never follow Sukowski and Latch and the Beaver Girls. Wow. It's wrong. We should just quit here now and just eat the food. Drink the nog. What do you call twins if only one is identical? Yeah, okay, right. Just broke up. Oh, here. Just broke up with longtime boyfriend. So looking for love in all the wrong places. We got some people here who could help you with that. Beaver Dam would be the place to start, I would think. My first time here, so is this a wrong place? Could be. Patrice? Patrice? Hey, Patrice. Oh, you're not going to be feeling that way for long, Patrice. In fact, we could end it right here. We could end it right here. I guess you'd stand up, Patrice. Say hello, everyone. Patrice, give her a little love. Give her a little love. It's been hard. heart for the holidays, right?
Yes. Here for the holidays.
Yes. With your, oh, you have a friend already.
Well, friends.
Huh?
They're married to each other.
You have friends already. All right. So I was worried about you for no reason whatsoever.
I really need a brandy now.
Yeah. Sure. No, I better not. That'd probably be wrong. But you are a therapist, though.
Well, yes.
Can't you self-therapize?
Well, I'm a massage and skincare therapist.
Even better. And you don't have to stay, you can stay superficial, then. You don't have to go into anything deep. You should do a shiatsu or something like that.
No, I don't do shiatsu. No.
Okay, that's like deboning a live chicken, shiatsu.
It's kind of boring, actually. So.
What is your approach to skincare and massaging care?
Massaging, you just take care of their muscles. And...
Okay. I'm not going to say that's what you said. I know you're thinking that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am following the beaver people. That's not good. Just help people range of motion. And I can't even explain that.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. That's good. And where do you do this?
In Illinois.
Oh, that's too bad. Yes? That Cutler could use a little work. There you go. Jay Cutler could use a massage, I think.
I don't have a Wisconsin license, so.
He's in Illinois.
But in Illinois, I do, yeah.
Jay Cutler. Look for him. He's in the book. Nobody calls. Thank you, dear. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
It's all going to be good. I feel it. I feel it's all going to be good. What? What if I do this? You can't see. Taking a picture of absolutely nothing. And then I go here. I'm here with my brother-in-law, Chad. It's his birthday. Can you do something to make him uncomfortable? Why don't we seat him with the Beaver Dam people? Chad, if you want to really be uncomfortable. Well, you don't. I don't. Do you?
No.
You don't?
Yeah, you do.
Right? This is another family dynamic. All right, so Chad is her brother-in-law. Okay. So you're married to her sister then?
Yes.
Yes. And, huh?
She's the bossy sister.
Hi.
You are?
Sandy. Sandy,
okay. And what is it with Chad? You want to see Chad loosen up a little bit or just be humiliated?
Humiliated.
Chad, I can't do it, man. You got to do that yourself.
Well, happy birthday to me. Here it is.
Is today your actual birthday or is it the fiscal year ending December 31st?
No, the fiscal year has nothing to do with it.
It's not billed on January 3rd?
No, it's billed on January 5th.
Are you doing anything special for it, or
just this?
That's so sad. One holiday party, and it has to be this one here with the Beaver Dam people and the guys here in their Packers gear. And
yeah, but it's been great. You guys are very entertaining.
Well, happy birthday to you, man. Well, let's give Chad something. I don't want to humiliate him.
Okay, how about a couple of award-winning wines, Domaine de Sac and Prairie Hugh May from Wollersheim Winery. Why not?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of wine there. Okay, enjoy that, Chad.
Michael, I think our broken-hearted friend deserves something to take home also.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Let him drink it here, as a matter of fact.
I know whenever I'm a little bit broken-hearted, I like to soothe myself with Cain and Abel rum.
With what?
With Cain and Abe rum. It's from it's from Madison's Old Sugar Distillery, and we happen to have a bottle on hand.
Do we have one?
Yeah, we do.
Where is it?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask Michelle.
Michelle. Okay. Well, that's hers now. So I guess I don't want to take any off the top or anything. We're gonna play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. So if you would so kindly meet me at the aisle here, ask the men in antlers and strange headgear row. You're in the strange headgear row. And you are?
Jeannie.
From around here?
Jeannie. Yeah, Deerfield.
You're from Deerfield?
Yes, but really I'm a Madisonian.
Okay. Whatever you want to say.
In my heart. The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Got a roof Santa and sleigh in the garage if anybody wants it. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Thank you very much. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try the magic quiz. A chance to win fabulous prizes, some of which are worth having. Mostly they're not. I can't help that. We have a budget. We have a... Come on, a guy in Packer gear. You got to take the guy in Packer gear. Don't you? That's not official Packer gear, though, I don't think. Come on down here.
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah. You are?
I'm Dan.
You from around here, Dan?
I'm from Madison, yes.
You are?
Yes.
How do you like it so far?
So far, it's been okay.
Where are you from originally, though? Where were you born?
Edgerton.
Edgerton, so you've come a long way.
I've come a really long way.
You used to shuck that tobacco out there in Edgerton?
A few summers doing that, yeah.
Good pay? What do they give you for that?
I don't know. It was like a dollar an hour or something.
Oh, boy. Give me one good reason, Dan, you should play this quiz.
I may actually know an answer.
That's not really a good reason, but we're kind of strapped for contestants, so if you want to come down here, Dan. Let's give Dan a little encouragement. You think it's easy? Oh, walking? All right. Okay, don't fall into the food. Get all that food out there. Have a seat. God, there's a lot of instruments and things. What are all these instruments doing here? All right. Okay, then. So what are you doing these days, Dan?
I work for Epic.
You work for Epic? You and everybody else.
Probably 25% of the population of Madison.
Yes, and growing, I think. And what do you do for them exactly?
Software developer.
Oh, that's unusual for Apple.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Dan, you're at Epic there, but your real love in life is the Packers?
They could be maybe my third love in life.
Okay, so three Packers. What's two?
She's out there sitting next to me in the audience.
She's just two, though, so let's not get too excited. What's her name?
Lori.
Lori is two. What comes in at number one for Dan?
My boys who were sitting next to me on the other side.
Oh, your boys. And the boys' names are?
Tristan.
Tristan.
And Caleb.
Nice names. Good naming there. Kind of Shakespearean, sort of, isn't it?
Tristan's Arthurian. Caleb's biblical, I guess.
Oh, cool. All right, Dan. And what about them Packers, huh?
Yeah, what about them Packers?
Yeah. Strange year, isn't it? You know,
it's been interesting.
Ups and downs.
I was a little worried at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Not so much now.
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, that sums it up. That's all we're going to do. Someone out there gets to play along with you, and how do they do that, Sarah Nick?
They are going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
Okay. All right, 12 drummers drumming, not including Clyde, of course, who couldn't make it. Will cost you $2,775.50. That's just for the 12 drummers drumming. How much for the whole 12-day shebang? 12 days of Christmas, within about how many thousands of dollars?
Two?
Within $2,000. How much for the whole, in 2012 dollars, 12 days of Christmas, if you bought the partridges, you bought the geese, you bought the drummers, you got the ladies dancing, what's it going to run you? In 2012. Let's go to the phones right now, Jackson, Tennessee, and Barry's up. Hi, Barry.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm standing outside in front of my house, and I was worried about Judgment Day, and I gave my house away to my neighbor, and I'd like to get it back, and he's not letting me have it back, so
oh,
I
yeah.
need to win today.
Wow. So you really need the apocalypse, don't you, basically, to make it
well,
worth your while?
I got a phone call from some guy in Nigeria that said that the day was coming, so I gave my house away, and I realized I made a mistake.
I know that guy. That guy has been in contact with me, too. The 12 days of Christmas in today's $2,012 will cost you how much, roughly?
$112,000.
Oh, that's so close. I'm going to give it to you, Barry. $107,000. $107,030. That's just too close to pass up, Barry.
Thank you, Michael.
Did you price these? You must have priced it or something to know that.
Well, as I said, I sold a lot of things, and I actually had a partridge in a pear tree that I gave away because of the apocalypse, so I kind of knew.
Yeah. By the way, the partridge is still $15. Still the best deal on that whole list. I would get partridges every day, basically, at that price. And you could use the same tree.
Don't tell my neighbor, Mike, I gave it to him for $45.
Oh, it might have been a big partridge. Barry, this is Dan.
Hey, Barry, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Dan. I'm glad you know an answer, too, because we're going to win this. I need to win something today.
You need to make up all that stuff he gave away due to the end of days. Okay, two of you guys are a team now. Dan and Barry, you work together. It's a collaboration. And Sarah Nix, what are those categories?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Barry, you pick the first one. What would you like?
How about odds and ends?
How's your holidays so far, Barry?
Well, as I said, looking on the outside.
It all comes back to that. I keep bringing it up. I'm sorry, man.
I just fell in love with his accent on the phone, so I figured he was telling me the truth.
I know. This is the same guy who said that I was in London, and I'd just been beaten up, and I had no money. Could you send a check? And I wasn't. I was right at home. How many pieces of chocolate behind how many doors in an advent calendar? You have to hit this one right on the head. You got your advent calendar with the little doors, and there's a piece of chocolate in each one. What am I talking to the wall here? A Jew knows this. If a Jew knows this, you should know this.
Dan, what do you think?
Well,
how many doors in those little advent calendars?
You get I did say I might know an answer. I didn't say I'd know this answer.
You don't
maybe,
know?
I'm going with 12.
I would say 12. Also.
Maybe not. Maybe 20.
No, I'm sorry. It's 24. 24 little pieces of chocolate. I knew that. We learned that in Hebrew school. Why did you know? That would be
no right and one wrong.
Okay. Oh, all right. Man. You'll come back from this, I predict. And what's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school are science.
Dan?
How about science?
Science. Among the Komodo dragon virgin births, does it A, happen all the time, B, has been known to occur, or C, that's what she said? So we are speaking here of Komodo dragon virgin birth. I'm so great at holiday parties, you know, I really... Yeah, what about those Komodo dragons and that
virgin? Well, you know, I've heard that there are frogs that can reproduce
that
way. I've never heard that Komodo dragons...
Okay, the question is...
But it seems reasonably possible.
Do you think it happens all the time, has been known to occur, or that's what she said?
How about that's what she said, Dan?
Yeah, maybe, but like I said, I've heard of frogs doing
it. So you say it's been known to occur?
Maybe known to occur.
No, happens all the time.
Happens all the time?
Yes.
How can it happen all the time?
Ask the dragon.
Barry, we're not doing so well.
That's too wrong.
And it's the holiday season.
That's two in a row.
You guys are tanking. Yeah. Oh. Tanking for the holidays.
Can we pull the audience?
Well,
let's see what happens here. What's left there, sir?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school.
Okay, back to you, Barry.
Things learned in school.
Okay, things you should learn in school. Fruitcakes, the origin of fruitcakes. They actually begin with the crusaders taking them for sustenance, as Sylvester used to say. Monks in the Middle Ages who took them on pilgrimages, or Marie Antoinette who actually said, let them eat fruitcake. Fruitcake.
What do you think, Dan? How about the monks?
I'm kind of leaning towards the monks myself.
Are either of you leaning towards the crusaders?
The crusaders sound pretty good. Huh? I was kind of thinking that was the right answer, actually.
I'm not trying to steer you, but come on, you guys. Can you get any wronger?
What do you think, Barry?
It's a downer for everybody if you guys
if we tank on three in a row.
Yeah, never happened.
How about the crusaders, Barry?
That sounds good to me. Dan.
Yes, the crusaders took them along because they kept well, and they never actually ate them like anybody else.
Well, crusaders and monks are kind of similar.
Okay. And your theology, perhaps.
That's one right and two wrong.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay. And then what's left then?
Current events, people, places.
All right. Dan?
How about some current events?
Current events right out of the news here. Yeah. The official operating system for NORAD SANA tracking. NORAD, you know, North American Air Defense. I know what the R is for. I never knew what the R is for. Anyway, they track SANA each year. The official operating system, is it Apple, Windows 8, or Android? Tracking SANA.
None of the above. No, that wasn't an answer to the question.
Come on, software boy.
Well, I can answer what I want it to be.
Epic software boy.
Way to call him out, Michael. I like
yeah,
that.
Thanks. I had to do it, man.
Well, I can say I hope it's not Microsoft.
Ooh. Do you hope to win or not?
I do.
Apple, Windows 8, or Android? They switched. Last year it was pure Google. They're going with Google.
What do you think about Microsoft, Dan?
Oh.
It's sounding more like
Windows 8?
Possibly be the answer.
It's it. Windows 8. The big break for Windows 8 is tracking Santa. That's as far as it's going to go, I think. And it would be...
That's two right and two wrong.
Oh, here we go.
The last question.
This is it. Okay, what's left?
People or places.
People or places and...
Can we go with people or places?
People or places or people or places. I don't know. Which one of you guys is it?
How about places?
Places?
Oh.
Places, okay. Which of the following is a traditional English Christmas vegetable? Jerusalem artichokes, Brussels sprouts, or okra?
How about maybe, what do you think, Barry, Brussels sprouts?
I was thinking about that, too.
Brussels sprouts. Have you been to England?
No, but we're going next summer.
Okay. Well, bring your sprouts. That's it. Brussels sprouts. Holy cow, what a comeback.
Dan, you've survived the end of the world, so now nourish a healthy lifestyle with a selection of Funky Monkey snacks, vegan, raw, and certified kosher, with no added sugars,
really?
Colors, flavors, or preservatives from Funky Monkey, that's fruit that crunches. Barry, you'll have yourself a merry little holiday of choice with three great coffees, hot buttered rum, tiramisu, and gingerbread, coffees precision roasted in Madison by Steep and Brew Coffee, that's coffee done right. And each of you will enjoy Deb's Texas-sized chips in three great flavors, sun-dried tomato, spinach, and garlic, from Deb Jenkins of Deb's Corner Foods and Catering of Fargo, and fill your brain with thousands of facts from What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to you both.
You guys locked out. All right, good to see you. Happy holidays. Barry, hang on for a second. Make sure you get that
Looking
stuff.
Looking to keep the laughs going, click over to notmuch.com. You can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. tickets are still available for What Do You Know shows in Madison on January 12th, 19th, and 26th at the Monona Terrace. Call 608-262-2201 or go to notmuch.com to reserve your seat today. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Live from Historic Music Hall on the UW campus, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, polka from Steve Meisner, our office holiday party, and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who had to mix the frozen green beans with the canned green beans to make the hot dish come out right, it's Michael Feldman.
You're out of control, people. Okay, the food has started. So, you know, feel free to load up a plate. Let's see some of the good plate loaders get down here. And I'm telling you, the meatballs are unbelievable. Adam, you're in the wrong business. But I've told you that before. But meatballs, oh, they're delicious. Adam, come here, Adam. Come here for a second. Adam never gets on the air. And it is the holidays. Here's Adam. Step by step, Adam, take me through your meatballs.
By pre-made meatballs.
Pre-made? Get out of here. Oh, my God. How disappointing. No wonder you never get on the air with cracks like that. Well, they're good anyway. So what kind are they, Adam? Were they pre-made? What brand are they?
Target.
Target meatballs. I've been seduced by Target meatballs. But they're very good. They make a nice meatball at Target. So come on and load up your plates. We're going to do karaoke in just a minute here, because we've got Trainwreck DJing for us. Trainwreck, ladies and gentlemen. They call him Trainwreck. Where do you hail from, Trainwreck?
Grew up in Wauwatosa.
Wauwatosa Trainwreck, man.
That's right.
What I'm talking about. In the house. Trainwreck in the house. Okay. Now, here's what we want to think about. What are some of the... we're going to karaoke here, and... But Trainwreck, just tell people about some of the songs they could karaoke to.
Well, we have a lot of Christmas music. We also have a new 2012 music, including Lady Gaga. Also Michael Jackson. We have some modern rock and karaoke fun pack. Ace of Base is definitely on this.
Okay, so I'll give you some idea. Think about it. I'm saying we probably have it if you wanted a karaoke to it. However, in 2012, we would be remiss if we did not, we did not choke on a meatball from Target while explaining to you that the Gangnam style, as they call it, has swept the nation. And who else but to depict it here, Sarah Nix, a dancer...
Former.
Mind you.
Once upon a time.
She still is, ladies and gentlemen. As you'll see, she is going to do the horsey dance to Gangnam Style while our very own Lyle Anderson, who speaks very good Korean, is going to rap as much of it as he can. Right, Lyle, you ready? Can we hear you? We got Lyle on there?
Yes.
Lyle up. Where are you going to do it?
I don't know. Somewhere out of eyeshot.
No, you got to do it in front here, dear. Gotta do it in front. Gotta do it in front. We gotta see the whole thing, the horsey. She's so excited. There we go.
Oh, I'm Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
If you guys know this, you should come up and dance it.
Yo,
sana air. 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 Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oh, 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 by Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oh, 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 by Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Oh, 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 by Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Oh, 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 oh. Yo, Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oh, 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 by Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Oh, 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 by Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, I know. Can you be a man or no? Baby, baby. Hey, I know. Mind you, don't know. We are known, Korean man alone. Baby, baby, neon manga, don't want to know. You know what I'm saying? Gangnam Style. Sexy lady. Oh, 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 oh. Oppa Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody at home could actually hear
Lyle Anderson made that happen, Gangnam Style. Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen. First karaoke dance we've done.
I love dancing on the radio.
Dancing on the radio.
That's my great ambition.
Oh, it worked for me. Okay, now we got the karaoke. Here's your chance to sing a song. We got the lyrics up here on the screen. Can you read some of the individual numbers that are available? Trainwreck.
Let's see here. We have a Holly Jolly Christmas, Jingle Bell Rock, Pretty Paper, White Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas. We also have some non-Christmas songs, if that's your jam.
Yeah.
All Star, Smash Mouth. We have All the Small Things, Bye Bye Bye. Mambo Number 5, Music by Madonna. We have Special by Garbage. Human by Rod Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Lady Gaga song there?
Let's see here.
We got a whole Lady Gaga CD here. Now, come on, people. Who's going to karaoke for us?
We got Poker Face, Just Dance, Love Game, Paparazzi, and Bad Romance.
Oh, Bad Romance is for somebody, huh? Who's going to do it? Come on, break the ice. Break the ice.
Jingle Bell Rock?
Huh?
Jingle Bell Rock?
Come on up. We got two. Come on up. Take the stairs, though. Because you can't otherwise go through the food. You have to take the stairs. Either one will do. Just don't go over the food. Meanwhile, I'm going to have a deviled egg. I think I know how to devil an egg by this point in my life, but I don't. It's a mystery. We're here. Oh, come on. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Welcome.
This is drawing a double leg. No. Give her the mic there. What are we doing? Oh. What?
I'm behind you. Have you chosen your song yet? What's your song?
We want a Jingle Bell song.
Jingle Bell Rock?
Jingle Bell Rock?
Oh.
Jingle Bell Rock.
No, no, no,
you're ready to go? The words
of... Yes. Oh, yes, please.
You should do a different...
Well, come on over here then.
No, we need Jingle Bell Rock.
Come on, come on. Just step right here between the speakers.
My mother-in-law says hi, and that she'll give you another chance at the hotel.
Another chance at the hotel. Okay.
And,
oh, yes, okay.
And Sharon did Jingle Bell Rock's flash dance, and so she's got all the words.
I can't sing, but I can do the flash mob.
Okay, you do that too. It's in the key of E. Is that good for you?
Sure.
Okay, Jingle Bell Rock.
I have no idea.
Yes, no, I think
I'm with her.
Here it comes, built for a better karaoke. It's the AS-222. Now, what do you get?
Only the best technology here.
You got two mics. Okay. Christmas in my hometown.
Merry Christmas.
Here it comes. Jingle Bell Rock. Key of D. Change the key.
Jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing, bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a right time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell rhyme and jingle bell rhyme. Dancing and prancing in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock for your entertainment value. Nice work, ladies. Thank you very much. We're looking for more individuals now. We got every kind of pop and every kind of rock and every kind of... We got Skrillex.
Michael Jackson, anybody?
Yeah, Jackson or Skrillex. Any Skrillex fan? What are you going to do? Christmas song?
White Christmas.
Yeah.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Little Saint Nick. Blue Christmas. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Oh, I guess White Christmas.
White Christmas. All right.
What is this? Anybody know?
Okra.
Oh, that's okra. Okay.
Hopefully pickled.
Oh.
Is it pickled?
Yeah.
Yeah, pickled.
Pickled okra. Who would have thunk?
The okra farm.
Not me.
Blooms.
Oh, here it comes. White Christmas. I can see it.
White Christmas.
In the style of Bing Crosby, no less.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Lovely rendition of a very lovely holiday song. And whoever ran off with our CD, could you bring that back, please? Because the train wreck here is looking for the... Do we have... Yes, you're going to do one? What? You are? You are? Okay, what are you doing? What, Michelle?
Merry Little Christmas.
Merry Little Christmas. Michelle, good. Our very own. You want to get up here, Michelle, so they can see you? Yeah?
It's a duo. Do I need that mic? You going to sing with me? So we can see it.
Okay.
Can I just lip sync?
Yes.
Okay. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oh, I can't. Here we go.
Terry Como.
B-flat.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days. Together, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourselves a merry little Christmas now.
Musical
break for measure. Happy golden days of yore, faithful friends.
to us once more. Key change. Through the years we all will be together if the fates allow.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International.
That was good. We had some nice Christmas karaoke. And, And everyone enjoying their food? Thanks, everybody, who brought a dish to pass because it was wonderful. I even enjoyed the pickled okra. And I never thought I'd be saying that, me, Mike Feldman. But I like a nice pickled okra. Now, I do. Steve Meisner, did you ever have the pickled okra?
Never.
Never?
Never, ever.
Do you make a Christmas specialty yourself, Steve Meisner?
I do not.
You don't do any cooking at all?
No, my wife Barb does all the cooking.
Does she have a specialty for the holidays?
This year it's turkey.
Turkey?
This year
it's turkey.
How do
you spell that?
Capital T.
Steve Meisner, ladies and gentlemen and the boys, for all your polka Christmas needs. Steve, why don't you introduce the boys?
We can do that. Don Anjady, who played the flute earlier with the boys, is on saxophone right now. Let's hear it for Don. And cousin Rick Hartman back on the drums. We have the big band this year. And, of course, yours truly.
And you would be Steve Meisner then?
I've been called many things. I go easily with Steve, yeah.
Let her rip, Steve, and that brand new, beautiful Baldoni you got there.
Right on. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let everyone be happy and gay, for it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, yeah. Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let every lady step with her bow around the tree to the ceiling, with lots of time for stealing some kisses beneath the mistletoe. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. We got polka hoppers. Till they cheer you a Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, yeah. Christmas polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Around the tree to the ceiling, with lots of time for stealing some kisses beneath the mistletoe. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the barrels that cheer you and shout till they hear you a Merry Christmas, everyone. One more time. Right on.
Now, Steve, a lot of people have been asking, what makes a polka, and not a schottische, let's say? Is there a world difference between a polka and a schottische?
Well, in the dance, yes.
In the dance, but not
in
so
the tempo.
Much. In what you play the same thing either way?
No.
And you call it a schottische, it's a schottische, and...
Yes, actually, if it depends on where you come from.
Because a shot, is that Czechoslovakian?
Swiss.
That's what I said. From Oaxaca.
The Swiss call their polkas a schottische.
The Swiss have a schottische.
But the real, the schottische that
the Germans
actually
and the Poles
has a
have
dance
a
is a different dance.
Okay. Can just give me an example, for example, of a schottische beat. How would that go?
Well, is it Swiss?
Yes, of course.
Well, then you just heard one.
Okay. Thank you. Now what are you going to play?
If it's not Swiss,
let me put it this way. What are you going to play now? Steve Meisner and the Boys?
Well, we'd like to do a tune that's coming out on a new recording next month.
Of yours?
Of mine. New recording of mine. Originally scheduled for release in 2011.
Yeah. Takes a while to develop some of these concepts.
Yes. It's been a long 2 years.
Yeah.
And so we're going to feature a little tune that'll be a title track on the new recording next month called Sweet Jenny Lee. It's not a Christmas number.
That's fine.
But we'll warm you up with this one.
Okay.
Sweet Jenny Lee, from sunny Tennessee, you love her when you see Sweet Jenny Lee. Each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see Sweet Jenny Lee. She's got that certain something in her style. She's got a bit of heaven in her smile. And she promised me that she'd sing yes, sirree. That's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee. Big round of applause for our polka dancers out there. Sweet Jenny Lee, from sunny Tennessee, you'll love her when you see sweet Jenny Lee. Each little bird is singing merrily, just getting sent to see sweet Jenny Lee. She's got that certain something in her style. She's got a bit of heaven in her smile. And she promised me that she'd sing yes, sirree. That's good enough for Steve, sweet Jenny Lee.
Radio here, like talking to a thing for a living. You believe that? You gotta talk into a thing. Okay, but I'm not seeing a lot of dancing. Now, who's our couple here that was dancing so well? Who is that?
There's two couples.
Who are you?
Kevin
and Tiffany. And Tiffany. Very nicely done, Kevin and Tiffany. But I'm sorry, is this Wisconsin, or isn't it?
You don't have to know. It's the state dance. Don't forget, it's the state dance.
Yes. What? It's the state dance. And what's the state insect? I forget. Do we have one of those? The biting fly. The biting fly, when you get wet, that biting fly is a state insect. However, that's neither here nor there. I'd like to see more of you out here. You don't know, if you don't know how to dance, you can still polka. That's my motto. And I think I've proved it sufficiently. How about one more from Steve Meisner and the boys? What's it going to be, Steve Meisner and the boys? Don't you got to memorize by now, Steve? Come on, you play the same songs.
Christmas is only once a year. I'm trying to fit in.
You know that one?
I'm trying to fit in.
Play that one, that's good.
Which one?
What is that, your check there? You're putting an accordion?
Yeah.
we never have had sheet music for the band.
No.
But we
that's
do
hard
have
to believe.
We do have reminders. You have those, don't you, in your business?
Reminders. Yeah. Same one, actually.
Same.
What does it say?
It says ring those Christmas bells.
Okay.
In B flat.
Okay. But I'm not gonna do it. But you know, I know you're gonna ask me the bells. And it's always embarrassing because I can't keep a beat.
Yes, you
but
did
Sarah,
very well.
Sarah is a dancer, trained dancer. She's a trained dancer. And she can do bells. Sarah Nix on the bells.
And does Sarah get paid for this job here?
No, but for other things. She's covered, don't worry.
They always say if you get paid, you're a professional, right?
There you go.
So you're getting paid to play the bells. Michael's going to chip in a little extra for the bell shaking.
What's that? $5?
And you can be considered a professional bell shaker.
$5.
Well, it's more than I'd have paid her, but...
Yeah. Play the damn song, will you, Steve Meisner?
Ring those Christmas bells.
Ring them, Sarah.
Ring those Christmas bells. While they chime, we'll have a happy time. So ring those Christmas bells. Some folks like to hear a Christmas song, but I like Christmas bells and old ding-dong. Jingle, jangle, jingling, or just bing bong. I love to hear them ring. Up above the stars are clear and bright, while all along the snow is soft and white. Santa and his reindeer soon will be in flight, and you can hear him sing. Ring those Christmas bells. Ring those Christmas bells. While they chime, we'll have a happy time. So ring those Christmas bells. The stars are clear and bright, while all along the snow is soft and white. Santa and his reindeer soon will be in flight, and you can hear him say, polka music on an open sleigh, when every jolly jingle seems to say, have a happy, happy, happy holiday. Come on and join the fun. Ring those Christmas bells. Shake, 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 shake. Ring those Christmas bells. While they chime, we'll have a happy time. So ring those Christmas bells. Thank you. Let's hear it for our jingle bell ringer.
Steve Meisner and the boys. Thank you, Steve Meisner and the boys. Memorize those words next year, Steve. There aren't that many of them. Just play the bells. I mean, how hard is that to remember? Thank you, guys. Sounded great. Okay, Gosmore Show coming up here, don't we, Sarah?
We do.
What's on your list there? You see anything?
Well, we could play the quiz if you wanted to play the quiz.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I'm looking for a cue from you to what? See if that's what you'd like. Would you like to play the quiz? Because we can.
I'll have another knock, and then we could talk about it. Excuse me a second. Just improvise for a second.
Well, I can say that Steve Meisner and the band were fantastic, and I know that the boys agree with me. No, thank you. I'm fine for eggnog right now. Right? Right? They were not half bad.
So you're saying we could play another What Do You Know quiz?
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
It's very simple, actually. If people want to out there want to play, too,
right,
that's also
possible.
All right,
you know what? I'll go out in the audience here, see if I can find somebody. Oh, no. I got nog on my glasses. It was a setback.
Michael had a small nog
happens
problem
every year.
This morning. We had a nog issue in the dressing room.
lined up for the feed here. I hope there's something left. I think the meatballs might be gone.
No. Oh, well, substitute.
All right. There's still plenty of stuff, though. And I know the pickled okra is holding up. Okay. I'm in the audience here now. Oh, hello there. We got Brad Axer. Acres. Oh, it's a K. Oh, there he is, from all the way from Boise, Idaho. Let's say hello. Let's find out about Christmas in Boise. Oh, yeah, come on down here. That's a good idea. You had the right idea. How are you?
I'm pretty good, you know.
Hey, you from around here or what?
I grew up in these parts, yeah.
Well, you did. So then how'd you end up in Idaho then, there, hey?
You know, the mountains.
There. Oh, the mountains there. It called you?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, I heard something one night. And,
it was the mountains? Are you sure it was the mountains?
Well, actually, it was the lawnmower, the snowblower mechanic there. He was just, he was in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I didn't find
out. You went out to Boise just to get away from that.
I didn't find out till later. That was him, yeah.
So, were you Brad Acre?
Yep, that's me.
Acres?
Yep.
Acres?
Acre.
Acre, singular?
Just one.
Was that what you were when you were here? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you're out there, you're that too?
Yeah.
And what brings you back home?
Christmas, you know.
Yeah. With the other Acres here? And where are they headquartered?
There's acres and acres of acres.
And where are they centralized?
Well, one's up in line up there.
You an acre? Okay. By marriage or by choice?
By choice.
Oh, by choice. Okay. And then, but I mean, where in Wisconsin would you find an acre?
Middleton.
Middleton, all the way in exotic Middleton, all the way down here to Man. It's nice to have you here. What field or line are you in?
Energy efficiency research.
No kidding.
I'm a scientist.
Oh, no kidding. What'd you find lately?
You know, some spare kilowatts for taking care of. We're killing kilowatts.
In Milwaukee, we used to have Freddy Kilowatt. You remember him? Freddy Kilowatt? How many of you, though, remember when they used to give away free light bulbs at the electric company? Okay, we're very not crowd considered. Free cookbooks. Or free cigarettes on Wisconsin Avenue. That was really. My mom would go down there because she smoked secretly in the kitchen. She closed both doors in the kitchen and had a cigarette with her feet up. I swear to God, but she'd get them downtown, they give you these 4 packs of cigarettes on Wisconsin Avenue. Make sure we shop it, so she'd keep going past the guy, you know. She'd come back with a carton. Honest God. So. Well, I don't know what got off on that.
I'm not sure.
Well, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I got some potato pants from the potato.
I'm wearing my potato pants.
You got the first 53 from the potato.
Potato guy down here.
Throw them off. The crowd. Well, they got, you know, plugs on the end.
Potato pins, everybody! The fun never ends at the Rocky Hill Holiday Party. Throw some to the other side there. Can you go down there? Just go down there. Just keep going. Keep going. Thought I'd never get rid of them, actually. You know, at least keep going. No, further. Keep going. Throw out your potato pins. Okay. That's it for him, then. Yeah, I don't know. Oh. Here's this from Becky Bryles. Is there anyone here who plans to go to Hudson Bay to study the Aurora Borealis? Becky, you hope to meet a guy like that, or what are you saying? There is someone who's doing it? What are the odds in finding someone who's willing to do that? Huh? What? What's the sentence on the card?
About playing the harmonica.
Oh.
Harmonica accompaniment.
Who does that?
Well, kind of.
Did you bring the harmonica?
I've spared you.
Oh, did you bring the Borealis at least?
No, but we are going to go up and see the Borealis in February.
And you're going to play the harmonica to it?
I am going to bring it along, yes.
And what is the tune that you've chosen for the Aurora Borealis in Hudson Bay?
Starry, Starry Night.
You should have brought it. This would have been the perfect segue then. It would have been momentous. And your name is?
Mary.
Thanks, Mary. Goes by the one name. Okay, all right, so I guess it answers that question anyway. least it wasn't a potato peeler.
Oh, boy. No, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. Too much digging a car out of a damn snowman. How are you?
Just about right. How are you?
Okay, good. Did you get enough to eat?
Oh, yes.
What did you favor among the selections?
Well, the rum cake, of course.
Ooh, the rum. There was rum cake? I could have rubbed some of that in my face pretty easy. Yeah, who made the rum cake? How much rum do you use per ounce? A full cup? There's a full cup. I'm going to find your rum cake, sir. And I'm going to squeeze it. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Michael?
Good. Who you got here?
It's my son, Joey.
Hey, Joey, how are you doing?
Good.
Are you having a good Christmas so far? It hasn't started, I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there something that you know you want and do people know that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it's all known. Okay, I can't help you out on that one.
For the kugel, the salt and pepper kugel. I didn't see it.
Jewish people. Do we have some Jewish people here? Can you explain the lack of a kugel, please? Okay, no one admits to being it, so.
Thank you.
I could have made a kugel, but it's, they have to bake, actually, for 3 to 4 months. They get fully crisp. My mother's recipe, you just keep it baking. Are we related? Jerry Dubman from Appleton says, in Chicago, cousin married a Larry Feldman 40 years ago. Nah, probably not. What? Oh, okay. That means it's time for the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. If you haven't eaten too much and you don't... you want to try it, honey? Yeah? You're up for this? Okay. Come on over here. Come on down here. She's ready. Oh, yeah. Let's get out of the speaker here. That could kill our ears forever. And we're just growing up. And we are...
Who are you?
Gladys.
Gladys? You don't hear the name Gladys anymore, and I really like it. It's such a nice name. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Are you the only Gladys that you've met?
My grandma's name, middle name is Gladys.
Your grandma and you, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more Gladyses, or whatever the plural of Gladys would be.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do, Gladys, right now?
Play my harp.
You play a harp? You didn't bring it, did you? Okay. All right, Gladys, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I took my dad here, and he really wanted me to play it.
Finally, a good reason. All right, let's go up this way. Come on, Gladys. We can get through here. Oh, that eggnog catches up with you pretty quick. I'm all right. Gladys, you want to have a seat right down there, dear? Oh, watch out for the Baldoni, though. That's worth a lot of money. I've never seen an actual Baldoni before. Did you ever play the accordion or anything like that? Ever try it? That's a Baldoni there. That could pay your way through college if you took that. So, Gladys, what are you reading now? Reading? You're a reader, I bet, aren't you? What are you reading?
I was reading a book called Chasing Vermeer.
Chasing Vermeer?
Yeah.
The artist? Yeah? Is it good?
Yeah.
What part did you get to?
I finished it.
Oh, you did? How did it come out?
Good.
Yeah. Did they find Vermeer?
No, but it was one of Vermeer's paintings.
It was? Is there a painting called Chasing Vermeer? No, he probably didn't paint one like that. Which painting was it that was involved in the book?
The Lady Writing.
Which one?
The Lady Writing.
Oh, the Lady Writing. That Vermeer. Have you picked up another book since Vermeer?
Yeah. I just read Down the Rabbit Hole.
Down the Rabbit Hole?
Yeah.
Who's that by?
Peter Abrahams.
Oh. And what's the story behind that?
It's about a girl that gets involved in a murder thing.
Oh, murder thing?
Yeah.
She's like a detective?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you recommend it? Is it something that I would enjoy, do you think?
Sure.
Thanks, Gladys. I appreciate that. And then, where are you going to school these days, Gladys?
River Bluff Middle School.
River Bluff Middle School.
It's in Stoughton.
In Stoughton? Okay. Any shout-outs to teachers that could do you some good?
My favorite teacher is Mrs. Raisback.
Yeah, what does she do that's special?
She's a social studies teacher and my reading teacher.
Oh.
She's really nice.
She's nice, yeah. Good. Okay, Mrs. Raisback. Remember that. Grading time's coming up. Gladys said you were really nice. Gladys, someone out there plays along with you, and you know how this quiz works? Someone out there plays along, and we have a qualifying question, don't we, Sarah?
We do, yeah.
And what do they call in then?
They dial 1-800-942-5669, and they answer a qualifying question that you are now searching.
Oh, no, I'm not searching. I got it right here.
Okay, there you go.
We want to know the average number of holiday parties the average American goes to in an average holiday year. Okay? There is a number to this, and if you get pretty darn close to it, then you get to qualify and play with Gladys here. The number of holiday parties the average American attends in an average year, such as this average year. Let's go to the phones right now. John's on the line from Mansfield, Pennsylvania. Hey, John.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You got a party tonight, John?
I do, yeah.
Where are you going?
Going to a holiday party, actually.
Okay.
Friend's house.
A friend's house.
Just made some peanut butter pies for it.
Peanut butter pies.
That's true.
What a good idea. What a good idea. I bet they're waiting for you with those peanut butter pies. John, how many pies? How many average parties on average, holiday parties average?
How many average?
Average.
Holiday parties.
Not average parties. How many parties on average?
Oh, within how many?
I don't know. Just say something and I'll tell you.
How about five?
Five is exactly on the number, wow. Right. Oh, John. Oh, boy. So, John, did you read that Vermeer, Chasing Vermeer book?
I did not, but I'm very impressed that she said she plays the harp.
Yes.
I'm a music teacher, actually, so very impressive.
Made in heaven here. Do you have any harpists on call there?
I do not. I have no harpists.
Yeah. Do you have your own harp? Those are, kind of expensive, though, aren't they? You're better off with an accordion, I really think. This Baldoni here, you'd probably get a couple Baldonis for one harp.
I would think.
Yeah. Okay, Gladys and John, you are a team right now. You got music and your music teacher and got a sympathetic vibe going. So the two of you work together on this quiz, and what are those categories then, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, John, pick the first one. What would you like?
How about things I should have learned in school?
School it is. Santa prefers the North Pole, but Father Christmas can be found in one of the following places: Gdansk, Poland, Lapland, Finland, or Yakutsk, Siberia. Father Christmas. Related to Santa Claus. Something the same person.
And we're allowed to work together on this?
Yes, talk over now. Where would you find Father Christmas? Lapland, Finland, Gdansk, Poland, or Lapland, Finland, or Yakutsk, Siberia, or Lapland, which is in Finland?
I'm thinking Lapland.
Lapland? That's right, Lapland. Good. Finland, Father Christmas. Okay.
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, science,
okay, then what's
odds
left
and
there? Is there anything left besides that?
No.
That's it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gladys?
Science.
Blame the nog, Sarah. I human intelligence, is it trending down or up? According to Stanford. So you got to take that into account. Human intelligence, I mean, genetically or whatever it would be. Is it trending?
I guess I would have to think it's trending up. I don't know. What do you think, Gladys?
Gladys?
Or maybe it's trending down.
So we're getting more intelligent or less intelligent, genetically speaking? Need an answer.
Less intelligent.
You're saying trending down?
I'll go with Gladys on that one. I'll say less. Yeah.
I'm afraid it's trending down. That's what Stanford, according to Stanford, anywhere else it's going up. But Stanford, Stanford.
The remaining categories are current events, people,
what
places,
are those remaining
or
categories?
Odds and ends. That would be current events, okay. People, places, or odds and ends. The score also, if anybody's interested,
yes.
Is 2 right and 0.
Well, that would be your job, though, wouldn't it? I can't worry about all aspects. John, back to you. What would you like?
How about current events?
Current events, okay. Anything newsworthy on how the two Chicago convicts escaped from prison? Their mode of escape, I guess, seemed to make the news. Did you read about that?
I did not,
no.
Actually.
No. What?
Easily pretty.
No? In the news? No? Gladys, didn't see that?
Nope.
No? Don't read the Sun-Times? No?
Some,
read Vermeer, you don't read the Sun-Times? I don't know.
Something about a
okay.
Rope?
There was a rope involved, but they called a cab, I thought, was the most important part of that story. They took a cab once they hit the street. So that's kind of interesting. That would be...
Did they get that right or wrong?
That would be a wrong.
That would be wrong. Yeah. Okay. That would be two right, one wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it. That was not a good question for anybody. What's left there, Sarah?
People, places, or odds and ends.
People, places, odds and ends. Gladys?
Places.
Places could be anywhere. Yes, it is. Christmas dinner in East Africa. Oh, get away from the phone, kid. Come on, kids. Daddy's on the quiz now.
I'm back. No
okay.
Problem. Sorry about that.
I think they want your attention. That's a cry for attention.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner in East Africa. The main course, East Africa Christmas dinner, is it most likely to be ham, turkey, or goat?
I would think goat.
You would think goat.
Okay,
but
sure,
I...
goat.
Goat? Yes, you're right, and fufu and okra soup, and jollof rice, and chin chin and puff puff for dessert. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's going, Gladys.
Gladys, whether you're a proactive self-starter or just looking for a paradigm shift, you can benefit from corporate flashcards perfectly designed for your age range, each featuring a pronunciation guide, definition, and synonym from uncommongoods.com. John, make it a New Year's resolution to expand your mental horizons with the book What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman. And both of you can enjoy a Wisconsin holiday classic filled with brats and beer in The Cheesehead Night Before Christmas, a book by Fred Lane and Roby Wagner, with illustrations by Amanda Baker from Cheese and Quackers Publishing. And keep entertained well into the new year with What Do You Know the Party Game from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Gladys. Great job. Let's hear it for Gladys. You go either way, dear, whatever works best for you.
Tickets are still available for What Do You Know shows in Madison on January 12th, 19th, and 26th at the Monona Terrace. Call 608-262-2201 or go to notmuch.com to reserve your seat today. Looking to keep the laughs going? Click over to notmuch.com. You can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich, producer, with assistance from Michelle Good, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Culp.
Thank you all. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for bringing a dish. And they were good. Boys in the band, Sarah Nix, myself. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holiday.
PRI, Public Radio International.